Have you ever lost a case and blamed stupid jurors who ignored the evidence? Ignoring certain things is an aspect of how people process information. Psychologists have been called people scientists, and there is a branch of psychology called decision science. Understanding this science can make the difference between winning or losing. We all like to believe that the decisions we make are the result of logic, common sense, and critical thinking. However, peer-reviewed studies have shown that there are things that influence our decisions that have little or nothing to do with conscious thought. For example, numerous studies have shown that one's environment, comfort, and fatigue can affect judgments. Those holding a hot drink may have a more favorable opinion of a new acquaintance than if holding a cold drink. Sitting in a smelly and messy room can produce harsher judgments of others. An uncomfortable chair makes it more likely that a person will be more resistant to a new idea. Judges who hear cases early in the day may be more lenient than when they are tired or hungry. None of these things are remotely related to the facts. Also not related to the facts is how the phrasing of a question can influence a thought process or reaction. For example, a question posed in the negative, "How annoyed were you?" will overpower the positive memories. But a question posed in the positive, "How much did you enjoy it?" will overpower the negative memories. Decisions can be influenced by personality factors of the speaker or the listener, or how the message was structured, or conditions that affected how the message was processed. There has been little application of this research to the practice of law in general and trial advocacy in particular. Until now. This book explores the wealth of information developed over the past 70 years by social scientists and suggests how it can be applied to client relationships, dealings with opposing counsel, and jury trials. It challenges anecdotal methods that lawyers have been using to communicate and persuade. The chapters that follow are not dry discussions of science. They take a fresh and different look at how lawyers can be better communicators and trial advocates. This is not a collection of stories about how I won the big case. Chapter 1 explains how psychological principles can help a lawyer gain the confidence of a prospective client. Chapter 2 examines how communication skills can win clients, influence opponents, and gain the favor of courtroom personnel. Chapter 3 gently mocks archaic lawyer talk and challenges the excuse of, "But we've always done it that way." Chapter 4 explains how disagreements and pretrial battles can be won by civility and giving in to get your way. Chapters 5 through 17 explore the science of persuasion, how emotion and curiosity influence outcomes, how cognitive dissonance can be overcome by framing, why mental fatigue and cognitive overload affect reception of information, how incivility can affect reputations and even case outcomes. Understanding the difference between liberal and conservative brain function, using conservative values to persuade, and ways that the application of psychological principles at trial can turn skepticism into agreement. Chapter 18 looks at how many judges ignore the science and create an environment that impedes the ability of jurors to process information. This book seeks to answer why facts are rejected by juries, how to avoid such rejection, and concludes that the science of persuasion must be the basis for the art of persuasion.